Welcome to All Things Travel. Recently, my family experienced sailing with Celebrity Cruises. I was blown away by the ship, activities, and most definitely the staff. Today, we'll discuss why Celebrity Cruises should be on your vacation list. So, Julie, you've booked several different cruise lines. Have you ever booked Celebrity Cruises before for a client?
I haven't.
So with your training and knowing all of the cruise lines, what do you know or think about Celebrity Cruises?
So when I think about Celebrity Cruises, I describe it to clients as it being a step above Royal Caribbean. But most of my clients are families with young kids, and that's not really the target demographic for Celebrity.
It's not. There are certainly activities for all ages, but I would say when it comes to toddlers and younger kids, Celebrity does not have as much to offer as Royal and certainly Disney. So yeah, that is right. One consideration. But today we're going to talk about Celebrity Cruises. I'm going to talk about my experience with them. And spoiler alert, man, I was just blown away.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear about it.
So if you want to go back and hear about Alaska specifically, I'm not going to talk about Alaska today, but if you want to hear about our Alaska cruise, go back 2 episodes ago where Julie and I did our last live, and it's going to be all about sailing Alaska and then some of the specific things I did on my trip. So the trip that we went on, there were 6 of us total. There was the 4 of us, my wife and my 2 kids, and then my parents also went with us. I'll talk about how that played out. It was a week-long cruise. We sailed in and out of Seattle. Oftentimes with Alaska, you can sail out of Seattle. You can sail out of Vancouver. You can sail out of Seward, Alaska. We chose Seattle just for the pure convenience of it. We could fly direct from Midway. We didn't have to have passports as far as going through customs to get there.
Ryan, How was booking Celebrity different than booking Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Disney Cruise, any of the other cruise lines we've booked before?
Yeah. So one of the things that makes Celebrity different, and so they used to have as part of every booking, they had an all-inclusive package that was included. So your classic drink package, your Wi-Fi, your gratuities were all included with your cruise fare, which was really attractive.
Wow.
Because everybody kind of started at that basic level, if you will. That has since gone away. But what they have is you can add the all-inclusive package along with any reservation. So let me break this down for you. That includes a classic drink package. And by classic, it's just basically the standard of what they offer. So there's a classic and a premium. It offers standard Wi-Fi and it offers gratuity. And when you break it down, I actually went through today and I looked at, okay, if a couple added this to their cruise, how much would it be? And it was about $90 a day added per person for the all-inclusive package. Now,
okay,
let me break that down. You're paying $18 to $20 a day in tips. If you pay for Wi-Fi, that's about per person. Yeah. If you're paying for Wi-Fi, that's about $20 a day per person. And then you're like, well, man, I don't know if I'm going to drink that much throughout the day. But remember, that includes water. That includes coffees. That includes soda. That certainly includes alcoholic beverages. And on top of that, it includes your gratuities along with those drinks. So you're paying 18% gratuity with each drink that you're having. And let me tell you, throughout the day, you're going to be drinking bottles of water. You're going to want coffee that's a specialty coffee. You're going to have several cocktails. And so that all-inclusive package becomes really, really attractive at that point.
I would agree. Going back to thinking about those drink packages, even if you're saying, I'm not going to drink that much in one day, you've got to consider the price of each drink on a cruise ship is not going to be the price at McDonald's.
It's absolutely
quite a bit higher.
Absolutely. The classic drink package that is included with that all-inclusive essentially allows you to get cocktails that are up to $10. If you upgrade to the premium drink package, which we did, primarily, to be honest, for our kids so that they could get mocktails and smoothies and stuff like that that wasn't included. You can get a cocktail that's up to $17. And when you look at that, so let's say you get the classic drink package and you order a cocktail that's $15, then you're paying the difference. You're paying $5 a cocktail. So even if, you know, it provides you some savings across the way, I think it's totally worth it, even if you're not going to drink a bunch of alcohol, because you can basically get what you want when you want. You don't have to worry about it.
One, it's the kind of thing where you're like, oh, I can't have that, so I want that.
Yes, absolutely. I found a nice alcoholic coffee that I enjoyed at the coffee bar I'm going to talk about today. And yeah, it's part of the experience, right? Eat what you want, try different things. I look at drinking on a cruise the same way. It's a time to try a cocktail that you've heard about, but you haven't had. The time to have that glass of wine before dinner. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because that's something, if you're booking celebrity cruises, to be on the lookout for, because it will save you money rather than booking all those things once you're on board. And again, you don't have to think about gratuities. You don't have to think about Wi-Fi. Now, I will say with the Wi-Fi, it was a mixed bag in our group. I could basically do whatever I wanted except for stream with that basic Wi-Fi. Other people were having some troubles, but really, to be honest, throughout the entire trip, I could pretty much do whatever I want. I mean, I was sending you pictures. I was texting.
Right.
There was no problem with that.
So, but I feel like that's sort of common where the Wi-Fi, you never really know what you're going to get till you get on board.
If you are familiar with Royal Caribbean, Celebrity is in the same family, the same company. Their app is almost identical. The way they handle technology is almost identical. So you're going to feel very comfortable on a Celebrity cruise.
And you had already been on Royal Caribbean, so you felt like it was a pretty easy transition.
Yeah, my family went on Royal Caribbean at Christmas time. So that was actually really helpful on this cruise because we could get everything set up and know how to use stuff.
And that's probably a good tip. You know, if you've already done Royal Caribbean, then Celebrity would be pretty easy for you to transition to.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Ryan, what is the ship that you were on for Celebrity?
We were on the Celebrity Solstice, which pretty much does Alaska exclusively. They're built for Alaska. It's a larger ship, but in the grand scheme of cruising, it's larger for Celebrity, not larger for cruising.
Got it.
So I want to say there was just under 2,500 passengers on board.
Wow.
So
that's kind of nice. That's
yeah.
Nice. Tell us about kind of the day that you boarded the ship and what was that like coming out of Seattle?
So Seattle was very similar to other ports as far as once we got to the port, there was actually a Royal Caribbean ship and Celebrity ship were disembarking. As those people were coming off, they were directing new passengers to go into the area. Same type of loading as other ships. You get signed in, they check your stuff, and then you wait for your number to be called. Once your number is called, you head on board. You've left your luggage at the curbside with the porters, so you don't have to worry about that. And then it's a classic embarkation day, which for me can be really frustrating. I always tell people it's kind of like the first day of camp. You don't know where anything is. You have all these tasks that you're supposed to get done first, right? We have to do these jobs. That includes the muster drill, which now you do it on the app. And so you actually watch these little videos and then you report to your muster station and they basically look at your app that says, yes, I've watched these videos and you're good to go. So there's no everybody lining up.
Was it like that for Royal Caribbean?
It was like that for Royal Caribbean. The one thing that was frustrating with Celebrity was the app wasn't working. So another way you can do it is if you watch it in your stateroom, it basically marks that you've watched it. So you can play it on the stateroom TV. One thing I wanted to make sure that I did first thing when we went up for lunch to the buffet, they had stations set up for the specialty dining. My family had purchased the 3 specialty meal passes. And so I wanted to make sure to get those down because you basically, if you get the package, you don't make those reservations beforehand. You make them once you're on the ship. And so I wanted to go up and make those right away. There was no problem. I got exactly what I wanted when I wanted. So that was fine.
Wow,
and then
that's awesome.
Another thing to consider with Celebrity, I think with Royal Caribbean, we got the sea passes when we checked in. At Celebrity, they're actually taped outside your stateroom. So you have to go to your stateroom to get those because you want to have the sea pass. If you want to have a drink at lunch, you need to have your sea pass because that's your debit card, if you will, or if you have a drink package, it's on there.
Ryan, can you explain the sea pass card?
Yeah. So a sea pass is like a credit card, just like if you went to any resort and you got a key card, your sea pass is kind of your key to the cruise, if you will. So that's your room key. That's your ID. That's where you charge things. If you have a drink package, they take it and swipe it. So basically what a lot of people do, and I did this throughout the cruise, is you get a lanyard and you just wear that so that you have access to it. You don't worry about losing it. And then on the app, then you can go in and you can look at your charges and all that kind of stuff. It's really handy. That's just kind of your key to the cruise, if you will.
Great. That's helpful. That clarifies it a lot. And so we talked about this a little bit when we did the Alaska episode. Tell us about your stateroom and maybe why you chose that stateroom for the Alaska cruise.
So we ended up with the six of us. We did three veranda staterooms. Now, we had an opportunity. My wife was originally going to do this as part of a training for her job. And so one of the staterooms was going to be taken care of. And so we opted with the four of us, because I have two teenagers, we opted to have two staterooms. Then when she didn't do the training, we said, you know what? We've already paid for the one. Let's go ahead and keep it just for space. And we did the veranda, to be quite honest, so that we could see outside. And like I said on the live, I was really glad for that. I thought the stateroom was really nice. It was an upgrade from Royal Caribbean, I felt, and tons of storage, the most storage I've had in any stateroom, as far as closet space, cupboard space. Yeah, it was great. No problems with that at all.
When you say it was an upgrade to Royal, in what way? Like, was it larger? Were the amenities nicer?
The room itself, I don't think was larger, but it was a little nicer.
Okay.
And the bathroom was much larger. So the bathroom was larger, had more storage space. So it was kind of the same layout, you know, kind of a standard stateroom, but it just felt like it was a little nicer in my experience.
And that went along with the theming of the ship in general, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I will say I was on an amplified but older Royal Caribbean ship. So I don't know, comparing that to a newer ship, how that would play out. But I was more than happy with what we had on Celebrity.
Awesome. Okay. So let's go back to dining. You talked a little bit about making the specialty dining reservations. Yes. Tell us about what was included if you didn't get that specialty dining package.
Absolutely.
And how that food was versus your specialty dining experiences.
Absolutely.
And maybe why you would want to add specialty dining.
So what was included, so no extra charge, was a really nice buffet that was open three meals a day, tons of variety. Each day was a different nationality highlight, if you will, which was really good. The food was good. One thing that is surprising, but really nice on both Royal Caribbean and Celebrity, they have excellent Indian food. I'm not sure why they have a specific focus on Indian food, and it is phenomenal. So the buffet is included, if anything you would want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as far as the variety. You can have as mainstream comfort food or as specialty as you want on the buffet.
And do you need a reservation for the buffet?
Nope, absolutely not. Main dining room works the same way as Royal does. You have a table that's assigned to you. You have a waiter and a steward that are assigned to you. So you're sitting at the same table with them each night. The food was very good. The food was better than Royal Caribbean. I would say I thought it was better than Disney as far as the quality of the variety of food was really good. So you were set with a time there. You could do like a 6, 8 or a my time dining, which is basically you show up and wait till you can be seated. Especially on sea days, not every day, an area of the main dining room was open for breakfast or lunch most of those other days, but definitely for dinner. So anytime that we did not do specialty dining, we were at the main dining room, and we were more than happy to do that. I mean, I would have been happy to eat there every night. I wouldn't have gotten tired of it. And they have kind of a classic menu and then a menu of the day.
What time did you guys have for your main
dining room? We had the six. And that felt good for us.
Like you didn't feel like you had to rush back from your excursions?
No, we never did. Now, all of our excursions except for one were morning excursions. So that wasn't an issue with us. The excursion that we had in the evening, because we didn't get to Victoria till nighttime, we just ate at the buffet before we went. So there was a wonderful coffee place on board called Il Bacchio that had pastries, that had all types of specialty coffees. Now, again, if you don't have the drink package, you pay for those. You do not pay for regular coffee, regular tea, or pastries.
Okay.
But you would pay for any cappuccinos or things like that.
That charge. Alcoholic coffee that you
and liked. Alcoholic coffees, of course, yeah. But if you have a drink package, that's all included. And what we found too, during vacation, you tend to get dehydrated, right? So like every time we ordered a drink, you would order a bottle of water to go with it. And then at the buffet and the main dining room, you could also get whatever you wanted to drink based on your drink package. So you could either buy it a la carte or you could use your drink package. At the buffet, they had coffee, milk, water, juices included. And I'm sure they had the same thing at the main dining room. We used our drink package, obviously. So, you know, have a glass of wine or have a cocktail or whatever.
Right. Room service, because sometimes that's included and sometimes it's not.
So it's the same setup as Royal Caribbean. They have a continental breakfast that is included. So you can order juice, coffee, pastries, cereal, stuff like that. That is complimentary. Other than tipping your person that drops it off, I think that's always a good thing to do. And then if you want to order something else, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or snack, there's a flat fee. On Royal Caribbean, it's $7.99, and on Celebrity, it's $9.99. But that's for whatever you want. If it's a family of four, or if it's just you, it doesn't matter. It's just a flat fee.
Okay.
Another thing that's included is at the spa, which is back with the indoor pool that I talked about on the live, they had a cafe, which I found about halfway through the cruise and I really liked it. They had special items at breakfast and lunch, like avocado toast or muffins or kind of, you know, more healthy-ish type things. And then they also had a smoothie bar where you could order stuff like that. Now, again, those were included in my drink package. You would buy them a la carte if they weren't. But that was a really nice find. It felt like I was kind of tired of buffet after a couple breakfasts, which is crazy for me to even say that. But I was, so I was glad to find that. And then I did go to the main dining for one breakfast and one lunch. And again, that's just like a sit-down restaurant. And that's included as well. They're open. You can go in there and eat. And then the last thing that's included is the ice cream station and the pizza station at the buffet is always open. So you can always go in and get soft serve or hard ice cream or pizza. And then there was a burger bar up at the pool that we did not go to, but that's included as well. So, you know, lots of options
when it comes
to food. You are not going hungry on this cruise. And what we found was we would often have dinner and then like go up to the buffet for dessert because they had a lot of options for dessert there.
Before you go into specialty dining, you mentioned the spa cafe and how that was kind of like a nice change of pace. Did you have to have a appointment at the spa?
No, it was outside. It's called the spa cafe, but it's outside the spa. Okay. It had nothing to do with the spa. Like if you were to go to a spa on land and, you know, you get lunch or whatever there. No, it was separate.
Cool. Good to know.
So things that were not included, there were a couple private restaurants based on the level of either your loyalty to Celebrity or the type of room that you booked. There were some like suite level or concierge level dining places that you could partake in. And then we had the three specialty meal package and we chose Tuscan Grill, which was Italian, Sushi on Five, which was sushi and Asian food. And then we chose Le Petit Chef. Everyone indulged me with this because I'm like, this is one thing I have to do. Do you know about Le Petit Chef, Julie?
No.
It is this meal and they have projections from the ceiling. And as you're eating, I'll put up a video of this on Facebook so people can see this. As you're eating, well, not as you're eating, but as your dish is presented, there's a little story that goes along with the dish. And it's this little petite chef. And he's talking about learning to become a chef And so things are going on your table. They're being projected onto your plate and onto the table. And then based on that part of the story, the dish that you're about to eat corresponds with that. And then you take a break and you eat the dish and they take it away. And then the next course has a little opener and everything like that. It is the coolest thing ever. I think it's the technology that they're now using on the Wish for the Avengers meal.
Okay. I was going to say, this sounds like something Disney would do.
It's really cool. I loved it. It was fun. Like, there was a steakhouse that we didn't go to. There was, I think there was a French restaurant we chose not to. There were a lot of different options. You did not have to get the package for that. You could buy those a la carte. I think the way it broke down when I looked at it, it was about $45 a meal for those specialty dining. And Celebrity is known for food. I mean, they really put an effort into their food and their culinary stuff. And it showed. It absolutely showed. I mean, you know me. I'm a foodie. I love food. I love trying different things. And it did not disappoint.
So if you had not bought the specialty package, do you think that you would have been missing out when you were on board?
I would have been perfectly happy with the food. I think having gone on cruises before, I would have wanted to schedule something like as a special meal.
But if
I didn't want to do any of that, I would have been more than happy with the food that was on board.
Great. That's good to hear. All right. So on to the more fun part. I mean, food is fun, but tell us about the bars.
Oh, man. There were tons of bars. One of the things that I really love that cruise ships do is they theme each bar specifically. There's very few times that you just walk up to a random bar and it looks boring. They really try to make that space that space. So a couple that I really liked, I loved going to that little coffee shop, like I told you, and I would get alcoholic drinks there, alcohol coffees. There's a wine cellar type bar on board that I absolutely loved. And one of the things that I found was not all of the alcohol was at every bar. So like, as I found the bar that had my favorite alcohol, that's where I tended to go, or I'd find a cocktail that bar would feature. And I also loved the Sunset Bar. That was on the top deck and it was on the back of the ship. And so it was a nice wide open space. I went up there one of our sea days and just relaxed. And yeah, it's a really cool place. There were tons of places to get drinks. And then anytime you were sitting down near one of those places, there was wait staff wandering around.
You said you were at the Sunset Bar during the day. And I know sometimes during the day, if you're under 21, you can still go and enjoy the space. Is that the case with that?
Absolutely. So my kids, I mean, because they had the premium drink package as well. Theirs was alcohol free, but they could go up to any bar and order anything that they wanted. As far as like a mocktail or a soda or anything like that. And my daughter just got it to it where she would just say, what mocktails do you have? So she could try different things. They could go up and do that. Now, later at night, I don't know if that changes, but we never ran into that it was an issue. And we talked at the beginning of the show about should you have a drink package versus not a drink package. That's really up to you. I would just say most people are probably surprised, especially over the course of a week, how much they're going to spend on alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, because you're going to want to have a couple bottles of water when you leave the ship for an excursion. You're going to want to, at some point, have a specialty coffee. All that stuff adds up over time.
Well, and the last thing you want when you are getting ready to get off the ship and come home is to pay a large bill that you
I would
not
rather
expecting.
Pay it up front and have a bill of zero. In fact, I came home with a bill of zero. I think I even had some onboard credit still hanging around. I mean, there was no money out of my pocket. It was awesome.
I know when I'm working with clients who are going on a Royal Caribbean ship where they offer drink packages, there's a lot of math involved. Like, well, how much do I need to drink to break even? And it's like, you can think about it that way, or you can think about it, do I just want to be relaxed and enjoy myself and not have to think about how much is this water and am I meeting my quota?
Absolutely. And again, one of the things that people don't think about, they don't think about gratuity. So do you want to be adding a gratuity for your bar staff, which you should? That adds up in and of itself. If you don't want to worry about it, just get the drink package and it is seamless.
That's great. That's a good tip. Okay. So we talked a little about how celebrity is not really themed for younger kids. I thought there's not that much to do, but what did you find to do with your kids?
So there were tons of activities throughout the week. The app lists these out by day, by activity type. The morning of your cruise, it kind of goes live. So I remember we were actually sitting in our hotel in Seattle and I was making my schedule. Like you could go through and you could make a schedule. Now, not everything did I do and other stuff got added to that, but I at least wanted to have a rough idea. There were tons of stuff. A lot of it was adult focused, but my kids and I did a few. So some examples of stuff, we did axe throwing. They actually in the atrium of the ship were like, how are they going to do this? But the atrium of the ship actually was used a lot. They used every part of the ship for activity. There was like Zumba going on in there at times. And so with axe throwing, they brought out this big inflatable, almost like a carnival game type thing. And then they had these balls that were like hovering above with air. And the point was to knock the balls down rather than hit a target. So we were doing axe throwing. My daughter and I did several scavenger hunts. My kids and I did a game show. We did an amazing race type thing. So I would say for my kids, there was tons of activities. I think for anything lower than teenagers, I'm not quite sure, although they definitely had that kind of stuff. It was less programmed than other ships I've been on, but tons of stuff. What I loved was I did a galley tour. The cruise director did a talk about life on board the ship where she talked about a member of the staff and what that was like and life there. We did different things like obviously there's shopping, there's the casino, there's all that kind of stuff. The entertainment was really good. There was magic, there was comedians, there was a cast that would do shows throughout the week and they would do big production shows. And then they would go do a cabaret show in one of the lounges. I mean, so there was always stuff going on. You could be as active or as relaxing as you wanted to be.
Were some of the shows adults only, or could the whole family go to all?
Very few were adult only, and they made it very clear. Okay. My daughter's 17, and she did go. She wasn't supposed to, but she did go with me to the adults only. But everything else was family friendly. I think there was like an adult game show and the comedian did an adult show. But other than that, everything else was family friendly. Before we talk more about celebrity, I want to make sure to discuss where in the world is All Things Travel.
Okay, this is a fun one.
When I looked at the last couple of weeks, a city that popped up was St. Paul, Minnesota. Have you been there?
I haven't been to St. Paul, but I've been to Minneapolis and I've been to a couple other places in Minnesota. We have a lot of family out there.
Same with me. I've been to Minneapolis, but I haven't been to St. Paul specifically. But I found a really cool festival here at the end of May, the Minnesota Songkran Festival. And I hope I'm saying that correctly. And let me read this to you. Experience the excitement of the Thai New Year firsthand with the sights, smells, and sounds of Thailand and Southeast Asia at the Minnesota Songkran Festival. In addition to authentic street food, souvenir vendors, traditional arts and crafts and entertainment, don't miss the infamous papaya eating contest.
Ooh.
Fun, that sounds really cool. Right?
That sounds really cool. And Minnesota's just beautiful. I can't wait to go back.
It's a really cool place. Shout out to our friends, Mike and Leah Reed, who live up there. But I love festivals like this, learning about different folks, eating different food, seeing different things. So, hey, listener, we would love to meet you at the Minnesota Songkran Festival. Do us a favor. Reach out to Julie or myself, either via email or on the Facebook group, because I have a nice little thank you gift for being featured on the show today.
All right. So we talked a lot about the activities, the dining, the bars, where you stayed. Is there anything else going on the ship? Any other spaces that we haven't touched on yet? Any adults only areas? Kids club?
Yeah. What I liked about this itinerary was the first full day was a sea day. So I really took that time to learn the ship. That morning, I just kind of walked around, I think every deck that had not just staterooms on it and just kind of checked it out. so that I could get oriented. I could see things. And one of the things I learned really quickly, Julie, is the solstice has basically spaces for anything that you want. So to give you an idea, there's a small library where people can sit and read or grab books and take back to their rooms. There's a card room where people were always playing cards. That was one of the things I noticed a lot on this cruise that I hadn't seen on other cruises is people sitting around playing games. So like in times that the buffet wasn't super busy, people would take over tables there or kind of all over the place. So there was a library, there's a card room. I talked in the live about the solarium. That's the covered adult pool area. There's obviously the pool deck, a really nice fitness center. There were kids clubs, anything from teen down to toddler and baby. My kids did go to the kids club. They were open to it, but they really didn't connect with any kids there. And so they didn't really go back.
But there was enough for them to do otherwise. So they were okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And if they wanted to go play video games or go play pool or do whatever, the kids club was open and had all that kind of stuff. And then I did notice, because we met at the smaller kids clubs for those scavenger hunts, you could sign up for times, like nursery times, essentially, or there were also open play times where you could just go in and play. Obviously, there was a big theater as far as the shows, but then there were also smaller theaters throughout the ship. There were two levels of shopping, kind of like mall shopping, I want to say. You kind of walk down the hallway and there's shopping on both sides. Just tons of unique spaces. I really, really liked the ship. It felt large, but small at the same time. Like once you kind of knew where stuff was, it was very easy to get where you wanted to go.
It sounds like there's so much to do and it doesn't sound hectic like a lot of people think of when they think of cruising.
And I think part of that was a 7-day cruise where you had a couple sea days where you kind of relax, kind of go at your own pace. There were a couple times even that we got to port later in the day. So you kind of had half of a sea day where you could kind of just go at your own pace. It was really nice.
Yeah, it sounds really relaxing. So we talked about getting on the ship. We talked about everything that you did while you were on the ship. Let's talk about getting off the ship. Was this process about the same as your other crew?
I would say it was pretty easy. So one of the things that we decided, so to get to the port of Seattle, we just Ubered from our hotel. We had some onboard credit left over for our stateroom, and we decided to go ahead and arrange airport transfer with Celebrity. And so basically, when we got off the ship, we picked up our luggage and we got in line, and Celebrity had coach buses take us directly to the airport. Super smooth. I think it was like $32 a person. Wow. So more than it would cost if we Ubered, but heck of a lot easier. Like I saw at the port where people had to go to get their Ubers, and it was like probably half a mile walk from the port, well, you know, versus just getting in line right outside and getting on the coach. And the Royal Caribbean ship that was also letting off, so it was kind of both groups that had prearranged got on right there.
And that's one nice that you could add it while you were on the ship.
Yeah. So we added it. It was no problem. It was good to go. They just needed our flight, obviously. One of the things I really like about Royal Caribbean and Celebrity, my experience with other cruise lines like Disney is the last morning is kind of like, hi, your cruise is over. Get off. Breakfast is maybe a continental breakfast, like if that. Celebrity is completely different. The buffet is totally open. Everything you want to have, you can sit down and have breakfast if you have a later time that you're getting off the ship. They gave us a number that corresponded to a time, and they gave us a place to wait to be called. And I think our time was like 8:35 in the morning. So we got up that morning. Okay. We had breakfast that night before. We had already put out our big luggage. So all we had was a carry-on. And we didn't really even need to wait where they asked us to, because they announced it on the loudspeaker for the entire ship. But basically at like 8 o'clock, they just started calling numbers. And when it was our time, we just got off the ship just like we would at any port, went through the terminal, got our luggage, and we were gone. It was super, super smooth.
I wonder if some of that, you mentioned it wasn't as hectic as maybe getting off of Disney or other ships you've been on. I wonder if that's because there was less passengers on this ship.
Could be.
So there's not as much cleaning that the staff has to do to turn over the ship?
It could be. Absolutely. It was a good way to end because, you know, just like the first day feels like camp, the last day feels like camp. You're trying to figure out what to do, where to go. And it was pretty nice.
Great.
I was really thankful that that was the way that we ended our vacation.
And you would do it again?
Celebrity?
Yes.
In a second. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I would, if I was looking at a sailing, I would start with Celebrity and see if that was an option before looking at others. Because I really, really liked it. I felt like my experience on Disney was good. My experience on Royal was good. My experience on Celebrity was that much better. And I think for my family, that's what best.
I was going to ask, even with your kids, do you think that they would choose Celebrity as well?
You know, I asked them about that, thinking that they would not, being 14 and 17. And they both said they like Celebrity better than Royal Caribbean. They still have a Disney connection. So I don't know if they're willing to say that. But definitely, I think even though there's less kid-centric things, I think they like the upgraded experience. They like the level of service. They like the food and the drinks. I mean, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of spoiled in that stuff too when we go on vacation. So they notice when there are options and when there are.
And I think too, like when you're cruising to Alaska, you're looking for a different experience than when you're doing a 4-day cruise to the Bahamas, right?
Absolutely. To me, it's a different type of cruise, just like what we talked about on the live a couple of weeks ago. And so I think having a cruise experience like Celebrity is really important. Maybe not if it's just a quick 3-day, I need to get away to the Caribbean. I'm not as concerned about that. But yeah, I mean, if I was doing a longer cruise, certainly if I was doing a Mediterranean cruise or something like that, a Celebrity right now for me and my family is the way that we're going to go. Really, when you look at the price, it's not that much more than a Royal Caribbean. So it even though it feels like the experience, and again, based on my experience with my clients, and I have not been on, obviously, on every ship. My clients haven't been on every ship with Royal Caribbean, so I can't speak to everything. But based on our experience, there was enough of an upgrade with the amenities and the service and what we got that's what I would look for.
And I think, and I don't know if you also read this or not, I think it is a new thing that Celebrity is going to start stopping at Perfect Day CocoCay.
Yes. Yep.
So that could be kind of like a little mix.
Which ups the ante even more because I love CocoCay.
Way to incorporate those younger families.
Yeah, CocoCay is amazing. My only experience with it, to be honest, was on a terrible weather day, and I still loved it. I can only imagine what it's like on a nice tropical day.
Right. That'd be a great option.
Well, hey, folks, if Celebrity Cruises sounds good to you, if this made you think about an upcoming cruise, reach out to us. We would love to help you plan an amazing cruise aboard Celebrity. You can reach out to me at ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com.
Or you can email me, julie@creatingmagicvacations.com.
We look forward to talking more travel with you on all things travel.